This 98, right?
Year. I'm just saying, bro, episode 98. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. You know, everywhere you can stream a podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there, man. Go stream us up.
That's a fact.
Show us some love, man. And if y'all want, show us some hate. But, you mean, stream
That's
us
cool
up.
Too. That's cool.
No,
too.
Like bro said, you mean episode 98? We getting close to that 100 episode, man. I know it's been a crazy ass journey, but we're gonna get right into it though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cause we got this Thursday night game coming up in what about 40 minutes? You know what I'm saying? Man. And obviously we're gonna talk about our squads and all that stuff, but just real quick to get it out the way, we're gonna knock this out. We can just say our predictions or whatever, what we think going to happen tonight. We got Atlanta and the Patriots playing tonight. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, what do you think is going to happen? Obviously, we just found out that Cordarrelle Patterson is going to be out, which I'm pissed about because I had him nodally, which I'm about to win a chip in that back-to-back years. But that's a conversation for another, you know, day. But what do you think going to happen, bro? Like, who you got tonight? Falcons, Patriots. They are in Atlanta.
You want my honest opinion? They are in Atlanta. You want my honest opinion?
Yes.
My honest
that's
opinion.
All I, that's what I would always
opinion is, my honest opinion is that the Falcons about to get spanked. And that was already my opinion before the Cordarrelle Patterson news, honestly. I had him getting spanked.
Well, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I gotta fucking agree with you because it's like, you know.
Bro, they got spanked last week.
No, they actually won. They beat the Saints last week.
Was that last week?
Yes, bro. Yes. I was about to say that to you.
Nah, they we smoked beat them last week.
Oh, no, I'm tripping. I'm thinking about
that was the week before or something like that. Yeah.
I'm thinking about the week before. See? That's what happens when we don't record.
We just got smoked last week, and I feel like that. I don't know. It's always something about Bill Belichick and his defense, bro. For some reason, it's always something about it. Maybe Matt Ryan has success because we know he has had success against the Patriots defense before, but he don't really have too many weapons out there, man. So I don't know. It ain't looking good to me. I think I already had him getting cooked before Cordarrelle, so that just made it worse in my book, bro. I had him by about 14 to 17 before the news. So I'm probably at like 17, 21, 24, somewhere around there now. I think it's going to be bad.
I mean, all I'm going to say to that is, bro, the NFL been real crazy this year. That's all I'm going to say to you. Every time we think a game is going to be like, oh, yeah, that's easy money. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, that's easy money. I know who's going to win that. Every time we do that shit, bro, somebody lose. It's like the best teams look the worst. Like the Jaguars beating the Bills. It's like, you know what I'm saying? All the stuff that been going on lately, like, in Washington beating Tampa Bay. Like, it's like, what? What? And it was like convincingly. Like, it was like, yo, Washington look all right. But we know Washington ain't all right. Like, so it's like, I don't know, bro. Like, it been real crazy this year. So you can't say that. Like, I feel like you really can't guarantee somebody going to win or whatever the case may be, regardless of whether they got cooked at 30, 40, whatever happened last week. Bro, the way the NFL going this year, bro. Any given week, it's like it's any given Sunday, bro. Like, hey, we all, like we always say, they all professionals, they all get paid millions. They, you know what I'm saying? They all in the NFL for a reason. And it's like this year, it's like it's showing way more. Like, and I love it because the dominant team's not dominating. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? The Rams just got embarrassed Monday Night Football. Like, it's just like it's totally different. So I don't know, bro. I think it's going to be actually a good game, especially short week for both teams. Obviously, like, I think it's going to be a good game, bro. To be real with you,
I could be right.
I think the Falcons is going to cover. I ain't going to say they're going to win, but I think they're going to cover it. I think it was like 6.5, 7. I got a bet on it. I think the Falcons is going to cover tonight because, like you said, everybody going to look at it like, oh, man, Falcons, they ain't got nothing. And they lost Cordarrelle Patterson, and they going against Bill Belichick.
6.5.
And the Patriots been on a win streak. They've been going crazy. Oh, yeah, that's an easy win. Every time we said that this year in the NFL, teams get upset.
This is
So
actually the
I'm just
perfect night to take the Falcons money line.
That's what I'm saying. The Falcons money line, well, I wouldn't take a money line. I'm taking a spread. That's what I would take them. But, hey, y'all do y'all. But whenever y'all hearing this, the game going to be over anyway. But still, like, I think it's going to be a good game, like I said. Obviously, we know what Bill Belichick and that defense is going to do. We always know what they're going to do. Like, they always going to show up. So, at the end of the day, like, we know what to expect with that. Matthew Judon and the boys going to get – they're going to get off. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They're going to regardless.
And Mac Jones has been looking like the game manager that he is. You know, as long as it's not a super big moment for him or a super big drive for him, I feel like he can make the throws. But I feel like the difference with Mac Jones is that he's not ready for the moment yet, which he's still a rookie. So you give him a chance, let's relax, let him see what he's going to be. Let's not call him the next great thing. Let's not call him the next Tom Brady. Let's not do all this extra stuff. Let's give him time just like we got to give the bad quarterbacks time. He's playing good right now. Okay.
The part but, I hate is that he – my fault, bro. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The part I hate is that he – I wanted to hate him so bad because he went to the Patriots, but he actually looked like a damn good player, man. Like, what the fuck? He actually looked like they were saying he could make all the throws. I was agreeing when I was watching the tape. Like, yeah, it looked like he knew he is accurate. He is standing there. He'll take a hit if he need to, still get the ball there. Like, he –
it just annoys you that the Patriots got a quarterback like that.
That's what I'm saying. He's everything that they advertised him to be, which is rare for a lot of rookie quarterbacks. But I'm just sick that it was the
Patriots. Zach Wilson, which I called. Can I get my flowers, please?
Definitely.
Can I get my flowers?
Definitely called it.
Please. And I hate to be like that, but can I get my flowers? I called that. Zach Wilson comes out of nowhere. He's better than Justin Fields, the guy we've seen in crunch moments, big time games. How is he better than him? Like, how does that make sense?
Because, can I ask you a question?
He's a gunslinger, huh?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
sir. What would make a team, because this thought popped into my head when you said it, what would make a team like the Jets that play in a major market, right, want to go and get a quarterback that was just anywhere and caught, like, he wasn't on the – you mean? Like, he wasn't doing what
he
Justin
played at BYU.
Was
doing
college. That's
he played
cool.
at BYU.
That's cool, but he wasn't at Ohio State. He wasn't
That's what I'm saying. That's my point, bro. I'm like, I'm trying to help your point.
He wasn't at Clemson. He wasn't at none of those type of places. And he, I'm pretty sure, did not have better stats than Justin Fields, so – I don't know.
You know what the crazy part is, though, bro? We was calling it when it was, like, before the draft and all that, bro. I remember us saying that. You know what we always do. You know what I'm saying? I remember us saying that. Like, yo, why is Justin Fields being, like, why are they saying all these quarterbacks is better than Justin Fields? I'm lost. This man, broken ribs and all that, in championship games, taking crazy hits. Actually, they actually ejected somebody for targeting.
Yeah.
He stayed in the game, took a nasty hit, broke ribs, won, like, and even though, you know, he didn't win it all, like, it's still like, how do you see Zach Wilson playing in the regular season of college, you know what I'm saying? And then you see Justin Fields in the college playoffs and the regular season going crazy. First of all, the regular season, you already know what that is. That's easy peasy, huh? And then you see him in the college playoffs doing what he's doing. And it's just like, how do you ever say Zach Wilson is the quarterback of the future? It's comical. Like, yeah, that's why you laugh, bro. This shit is comical, bro.
Wasn't that the second overall pick?
You know what he was, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this is this stuff that, like, that I just don't understand. I will never understand for the life of me. Like, you understand? Like, come on, bro. Like, this man, what did he do? That's all I want to know. What did he do at BYU? He didn't do anything. Y'all just, the analytics said, oh, he's a gunslinger. He's the next Aaron Rodgers because of how he throws the ball, the velocity and the distance and the way he flicks it. And it's so easy.
Bro, like, can they just, like, hire us? But, like, they don't even have to give us, like, GM and all that extra shit. I just director of player personnel, something like that. Just let me make the draft decisions because y'all be
wild. This is why we own a podcast together, because that was my next statement. It's like those are the guys that they call experts. And then guys like us that, you know, that watch and use our eyes. We use the actual eye test and not off our emotions and, you know, all this other stuff, the deep analytics and stuff.
Analytics.
It cracks me up. It's like, damn, we can't get respected because we just some regular guys that's just sitting here talking about sports.
Right.
But those guys are the same like us. They just older guys that are just talking about sports. And they get respected for what their opinions are. And their opinions be horrible.
And
horrible. And they be so wrong. And then they try to come back and praise the guys that they down talk.
The part Lamar that Jackson. Kills me, bro. The part that kills me is they it's like they use analytics to try to like sell you on somebody being that special player, like somebody else that's special. You can't teach certain stuff, bro. Like they try to sell you on analytics and this, that, and the third for him to look like Pat Mahomes, but you can't teach being Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes.
It.
You can't. You can't. That's like if they would have tried to – all right, I know it didn't happen, but I'm just saying. They would have tried to compare Justin Fields to Lamar Jackson coming out of college. Let's just say they did. You can't really do that because you trying to compare them just based – if you just trying to do it based off numbers and like you not comparing the eye test, then you just – I'm just saying anything for real, honestly. I mean –
bro. They say a lot of stuff to get clicks now. I think that's really what it is. I think it's like a lot of people say stuff to get clicks. And they don't like being honest and like saying what they see with their eyes.
Niggas gonna start giving us our credit, man. We be right on a lot of things, man.
Bro, seriously, bro. You know we got – I just wish we had like a super fan or something like that. I'm gonna start going through all our archives, stuff that we done said that then came true and all that, bro. We are crazy. But like you said, we're going to get our respect. You know, we're going to keep putting that work in, man. They're going to know. Because all we just saying. That's all. We just saying. We ain't saying we no experts. We ain't saying we nothing.
We just saying.
I'm just going off the eye test, bro. And I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people out there that's just like me and Earl. Like, just like me and bro. Like you go off the eye test. You see what you see. Like, stop going off emotion. Stop going off what you want to see in your reality, bro. This ain't Meta, the new Facebook and all that. This ain't none of that. Like, you ain't making up worlds and all that. What do you see?
Right.
That's why they kill me about. And I want to take it off that. And I want to go right into our squads. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to talk first about the Cowboys. And or if you want to take it first, I could take it first, whatever you want to do. But I want to talk about the Cowboys and the Eagles. Because I think over these last 2 weeks, obviously, we haven't recorded it. And a lot of things have gone on. And I'm not saying that y'all got the division. I'm not saying that we're going to win the division or nothing like that. But we have a shot to make the playoffs. And I didn't see it really coming after how the season started. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see it coming out how the season started. But now it's shaping out to – it might be something interesting. The NFL, like I said, everybody is losing games, and the teams that everybody think is good, they losing. So, I don't know, bro. This might be the year of the upsets and stuff like that. So, the Eagles might have something brewing. But I just wanted to know what I really wanted to know. What I want to ask you, though, bro, because, like, we can just keep this short and sweet. I wanted to ask you, do you really think the Cowboys are legit? Because – no, I'm going to just ask you. Do you think the Cowboys are legit before I tell you what I'm going to say?
Yes.
Okay. How legit do you think they are, though? Like, bro, like, do you really think y'all got a shot at winning the Super Bowl? Like, yes. Be dead ass, though. Be dead ass. Why you think y'all got a shot at winning the Super Bowl, though? Like, what gave you that? Because y'all did this before.
Yeah, but like I told you before, we –
I wanted to ask a Cowboys fan this. Like, what make it different this year? Because the Eagles year, remember in 2017, like, it was like you could feel it. It was different. So I just want to ask a Cowboys fan, like, is it you can't explain it feeling? Like, well, it's like, I just know.
Well, you already know. I said next year is our year, not this year.
Okay.
But I could see us still doing it this year. But it has nothing to do with, you know, winning a bunch of games or this, that, and the third. And it just simply has to do with the fact that this is the most, like, exciting Cowboys team that I've seen. Like,
you think what my own team and you're like your whole your life?
With my own two eyes, this is the most exciting, bro. That Dez and DeMarco and Tony Romo, that was cool, but we didn't have a defense like this. This is much more exciting, bro.
Yeah, sure did. Let me not get super hyped.
We did.
Y'all had
DeMarcus Lawrence. We had a couple other players.
I
don't know, bro. Just
Sean Lee. Sean Lee not in his prime, but still at his when he was playing good.
Just feel at a high level. Bro. These niggas, these young boys are some dogs, bro. I don't know. It just feel different to me, bro. With the defense, it's just something about it, bro. It just looked different. I don't know what it is.
Micah Parsons and like Trayvon Diggs. I am so jealous. I am so jealous y'all got them.
I like it a lot.
Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah. You said you're jealous that we got them.
All right.
That's cool, too. I like that, too. Be jealous. Yep.
Fuck you. But, no. I'm really jealous of that because it's, like, it's amazing. It's amazing what happens when you actually hit on a pick. And it's like, I'm feeling it with Devontae Smith, but I'm going to let you finish your statement. Yeah, I'm going to let you finish your statement about the Cowboys, and we're going to finish talking about the Cowboys before we talk about the Eagles. I don't even want to get into that yet. But yeah. I ask you that question because I always, since I've been watching football, I've watched the Cowboys come out. They show you, all right, we got a top offense, or our defense is playing good. Our defense is playing at a high level. And, you know, America's team just always seem to crumble to me. And I just can never believe in it. I understand that the Eagles crumbled too and all that, but we ain't looked at like the Cowboys looked at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all looked at the world looking at y'all like, yo, the Cowboys gonna win this. The Cowboys could win this every year. You feel me? So it just like,
I think
kind of always irk me. Y'all just irk me because y'all are America's team and y'all always fold. And it's just like, well, damn, is that what America is about, folding?
I think that just be people piping it, bro. And people just be chasing it every season. The Cowboys, honestly, it was only one other year up until now that I felt like we could win the Super Bowl. And that was
that Green Bay game. What was that, 2012? 2012. That's the only other year that. Because 2012, I thought y'all was winning the chip easily.
That was Green
Bay. I thought y'all was winning the chip. Zeke was running out of his fucking mind. Y'all had Dez was out of his fucking mind. Dak was out of his mind. Yeah, y'all were – your defense was playing out of their minds. Bro, that was y'all year. I don't know. You say y'all defense didn't play hard, and you never seen your defense play like this, and you never seen your defense this special. Bro, y'all defenses have been okay. Better defenses than us. For sure. Since I've been watching football,
our defense seemed like it always end up clicking at the right time.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the first time that it seemed like we had a fire defense the whole season. probably not the first time, but it's like one of like two or three the last however many years. But like, bro, I don't know, it just feels different, bro. But yeah, that 2012 season, that was the last time I felt like we could actually win shit. Everybody else always, it'd be delusional fans, bro. People always going to say their team going to win the chip, their team can win the chip, the team that they love got a chance to win the chip. But that should be false, bro. Some seasons you can see it. We just ain't got it. Last year, when Dak was throwing for all them yards, and yeah, we won a couple games, but we didn't have no championship aspirations. We still knew we was going to have – probably the top-rated offense in the NFL, but we knew we wasn't going to win no chip. That wasn't really a chip team, but I'm sure it was still plenty of people when Dak was healthy saying that they could win the chip. Look at what Dak
did. Right.
Nah, people just be tripping, bro. But I still don't think it's this year. I think it's next year, but we'll see. I think it's next year, but we're going to see.
Yeah, I think it's new year, but I respect your opinion, though. I definitely respect that. I definitely don't think it's this year, next year, or any other year in my future, but hey, man, shout out to y'all, though, because y'all looking on. Y'all looking pretty good. I got to call it how I see it. Y'all looking pretty good, though. But I'm going to just go right into my squad. Like, I had to, you know, we had to get that off. But Speaking of picks and speaking of hits, we finally hit on a goddamn pick, and it feels so goddamn great because we took so many receivers, you know, over the years that I don't even like. I can't even get my words out. I'm just happy that we finally hit on a pick. I can't even get my words out. It's beautiful to see. It's just beautiful to see because like you can see the difference. When you drive from a quality college, you know what I'm saying? It's like we had this thing
ACC?
Yeah, there you go. There you go, SEC. But I always start drawing and say SEC, start going crazy with that. But the SEC, it's like we had some vendetta against the SEC. It's like we didn't like good players. We always depended on analytics. And it's like we finally just was like, you know what? He's the Heisman winner. Let's just go get the Heisman winner. It's easy. Go get the Heisman winner. He won the Heisman for a reason. And what is he, the first receiver since what? I don't even remember. Like, he's the first receiver I've seen in a while win the Heisman.
It's for a reason. I don't remember what it was, but I know what you're talking about. I don't remember, though.
It's for a reason. Okay, this man, Devontae, is like that. And I was talking to my dad about it. He like, oh, no, Justin Jefferson and da-da-da-da-da and DK Metcalf and all those cats and all that. They like that. Yes, they are. But Devontae is special because he doesn't need the athleticism. And that's what's scary about him. He don't need the extra athleticism. He don't need the extra speed. He don't need the extra strength. He doesn't need the extra agility. You know what I'm saying? Well, I can't say agility because his route running is impeccable. So he has to be agile. So that's what his gift is, agility, because his route running is just impeccable. And to anybody that questioned him, which I don't see anybody talk bad about Smitty, but like if you have any questions about Smitty, go watch his tape. Like, you can question his quarterback, which sometimes Jalen Hurts, yes, he's very inaccurate at times. But Devontae Smith, you cannot question this man. With his size and all the stuff that they talked about with him not be going, he's not going to be effective in the NFL. He's too small. He's too little. Da, 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 da. You're not scared to take no hit. If you pay attention, like I pay attention, he's out there blocking for running backs. He's aggressive. He's not pussy. Like, if I'm excuse my language, but he's not, you know, he's not a pansy out there. He's too little. Devontae's too little. He's not going to last. Not seeing guys like Isaac Bruce and, like, you know what I'm saying, Torrey Holt, guys like that, slim, skinny guys that was effective in the NFL. Why can't he be effective? You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's a new NFL. Marvin. It's an offensive NFL. What you say?
I said Marvin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Marvin Harrison. I didn't even bring him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like he got the same type build, the same type qualities that those type of players got. There's nothing you can do about him getting open. How can he not last in the NFL? So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Smitty, bro, because he's different, bro. And we finally hit on a pick, and it feels immaculate. I just pray that this year coming up that we use our picks wisely. We're probably going to have three first-round picks. Just use those picks wisely and just do what we did yet. It's a simple game. Pick the guys that are like that. Don't go with analytics. Stop going with what you studied and all this from these weird colleges and all. Listen, we got the picks this year. You don't have to find the gems this year. You can actually get them. They're right there. We have the picks. Get the gems. Don't try to find a hidden one. You got them right there in your face. It's a bunch of them. Georgia linebackers, the motherfucker from Michigan. It's a bunch of them out here. It's the safety from Notre Dame, a cornerback from LSU, Stingsley. It's a bunch of them. Be smart. Just follow the game plan. It's simple. But go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. I just had to get into my Eagles real quick because we've been looking good, man. We just beat Denver and all that. I'm feeling good about my guys.
Oh, I was just about to say, yeah, but they compare Zach Wilson to Pat Mahomes, but won't say nothing about how Smith built and run routes like Marvin Harrison. I don't know what be going on, bro. The comparisons don't be the same when you're looking at analytics all the time. It clouds your judgment.
Media just got favors, bro.
Facts. That's true.
You know what that is. Media that's got true. Favors. We all know that. We turn on ESPN, turn on the show. We talk about the same people. I don't know.
It is what
they
it
talk
is.
About. They talk about Justin Jefferson. They talk about Jerry Jeudy. They talk about all these young wide receivers that got these great route running and all that. They never bring up Devontae Smith, bro. You telling me that's not meant? It's meant, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at Devontae. Go look at Devontae.
Years, bro. I'm so happy about that, bro.
Shut up. Shut up. Because we could have had Devontae, DK, Justin Jefferson. I'm done, but.
You know y'all wouldn't have, because if y'all had had DK and Justin Jefferson, y'all wouldn't have been that fucking bad last year.
Yes, we would have, because Carson Wentz was bad. No, y'all. No, I'm lying. We would have been better, because he would have.
Carson wasn't getting just, off. If Carson wasn't getting off with both of them, Hurts would have came in and went crazy if he got them two, I think, personally.
For sure.
Because Justin Jefferson getting open every play.
Yeah, he's sick, man. He's like Devontae Smith. Like, bro, dude, they're different. These young brothers, Jamar Chase, like, these dudes are different. Like, they coming out of college. Like, it's like you can't guard them. CD. They're route running. Like, they're so CD. You know that's my guy, but still, like, these guys, man, they different. Even, you know who the new one that's about to be tough? Kadarius Toney.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, every time this boy touched the ball, I'd be like, yo, this dude is different. Like, bro, like.
It looked like he in play and everybody else in slow motion every time he catch the ball, bro.
The league is in good hands.
For sure. But
I ain't got nothing else about the NFL. I mean,
me neither, for real. I mean, I wanted to get into a little bit of NBA. I mean, before we get out of here.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
go ahead.
What you got, brother?
Oh, you want me to go? Sure. So I don't know, bro. I just had one quick topic. I see a lot of people, you know, everybody real, you know, flip-floppy on Westbrook because, you know, Westbrook is a flip-floppy kind of guy, man. You know, some games he has good games, some games he has bad games. So, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of people, you know, Westbrook have a bad game. They on the internet bashing them, you know, talking crazy about Westbrook. He, you know.
Because he been having a lot of them.
He has. He's been having a lot of bad games. But then, it's like when you have a good game, everybody just don't be around. Like, nobody just don't care. If the Lakers win and he had 27, 12, and 12, nobody cared no more. It's just like, oh, that's cool. That's what he's supposed to do. I don't know. I don't get it, bro. I think it's just one of them players that is cool to hate, like Lamar. I think that's definitely what it is. It's just like cool to hate. People be calling my boy all types of bums and cancers of the team and all types of crazy stuff. And I think a lot of y'all tripping. I think a lot of y'all going to see that it's about to be a lot different when the Lakers get the full strength and Brown is back out there running the offense. Westbrook don't even have to pass the ball no more, but he's still going to, but he don't have to. And rest of them players healthy too. Because Talen Horton-Tucker just came back recently, and he's been making
– He's losing his mind. He's going nuts. He's going nuts.
He came back making a difference.
That's just he ain't Bron.
You know what I'm saying? He not even Bron. So I think, like, I don't know. I think a lot of y'all just need to hold y'all horses, pump the brakes, relax. I still think that the biggest threat to them Lakers, though, is them Warriors, bruh.
Nah, don't dicky now.
Crazy.
Don't dicky now, because I called that shit last season.
The more
at the end crazy. Of the season, I said it and I called it. And I said when Warriors they get Clay back,
crazy. I'm not even talking about Clay. I could care less about Clay. They look crazy.
That's the scary part, nigga.
They look
crazy. About their
man.
Dynasty. Think about their dynasty, nigga. Niggas coming off the bench wasn't like they bench now. They got a young bench, nigga.
And they still got
Sorry, I keep saying it, but they got a young bench though. Yeah, and got Iggy. He's giving them what they need to give.
He be hooping.
He ain't too old, bro. He giving them what he need to give. Some games he try to take it back. One of them games. I don't know if you seen. He try to pull that joint from the free throw line. I say, hey, big fella, You do over that. Take it easy.
Yeah, you ain't glide like that no more, Playboy.
Yeah, you is not like that, brother. But
they look stupid, bro. That's the
hey man, threat. I called it, bro. I called Steph MVP. I said Steph or Luka. And I called the Warriors winning the chip this year. Like I mean, once again, bro, like give me my flight. It's like, no, it's still early, but still, like the Warriors is looking crazy, bro. They're the best team in the NBA right now. And I don't think it's even close, but
and they look like the best team in the NBA right now, too.
To your point, though, the Lakers healthy, the Lakers can give them some smoke. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sure. The Lakers healthy and the Warriors healthy. That's a 7-game series that I would love to see. I would love to see that because I think that would be very interesting. Melo is going crazy. I think we have to give Russ time. A lot of, like, we're not. The thing that.
Russ do this every season, bro, especially after he just get traded.
Thank you. See, this is why we on the podcast together. I was literally about to say it. Took the words out of my mouth. Like, he's been on the Wizards, the Rockets, you know what I'm saying? It takes time to adjust to a new team. Like, I don't think – like, I don't know what the hell people be, like, expecting. Like, I understand he a superstar and he average triple-double and all that. But, like, sometimes you got to take a step back and think. Like, yo, bro, it does take time to adjust to certain situations.
It's probably
like,
easier to adjust in some situations as a role player.
Exactly. When he was in Washington, it was a totally different role than what it is in L.A. And that's what I think people not really thinking about. And it's kind of pissing me off because it's like sometimes people just don't sit back and actually use their brain and be like, oh, you know what? Maybe he just don't know how to play with them. He's only played so-and-so amount of games. They only played about, 16 games. So maybe he just doesn't know how to play with them yet. Maybe he hasn't adjusted his role yet and realized that he doesn't have to put up 30, 15, and 15 tonight. And they can still win. You know what I'm saying? But people don't think about that. So I definitely wanted to speak on that. Russ is going to be fine. They're going to be fine. I pray. I know Bron not going to trade him and do no weird shit like that because he went and got him. You know what I'm saying? He going to ride it out. But I think they're definitely fine. If they get healthy with Taylor Horton Tucker coming back playing like how he playing, he the only 20-year-old that looked like a 35-year-old ever that I ever seen in my life. But
and he played like he 35 too.
Yes, he's 20 years old and played like he's 35. He played like he Bron age. And it's like, it's the funniest thing ever. Like, it's the funniest thing. He's like the dude in the Y that's drawn, like the old head with the, you mean the headband and the wristbands that's just drawn. Like, what are you doing over here? But he playing hard as shit. Like, he just got the old head game. He hitting all the middies. He hitting you with all the fadeaway joints. He hitting you with everything under the bucket, all the pump fakes, all that. You know what I'm saying? All that. Giving you body. Yeah, giving you all body and shit. So, yeah, when Bron come back and Kendrick Nunn, like, I think y'all really forgetting that Kendrick Nunn is going to be a big piece, man. Melo is playing crazy. Like, all these dudes is playing Wayne Ellington. He shouldn't be playing as much as he is. They're also missing Trevor Ariza.
Oh, stop. He old as shit. He ain't going to need no Trevor Ariza.
Yo, the Lakers have one of the worst defenses. Like, they do need Trevor Ariza. They do need him. They need Bron and they need Trevor Ariza. They need a healthy squad.
That's cool, bro. Now,
and I think when they get their healthy squad together, which everybody's not paying attention to, Austin Reaves has been their best perimeter defender since Bron went up. Matter of fact, since the beginning of the season, he's been their best perimeter defender. He's been a very good replacement for Caruso. He's not Caruso. He definitely ain't Caruso, but give him some time. I think he could be a Caruso or even better because I think he can shoot better than Caruso. And he gives you that energy on defense. He gives you all that energy on defense. You got him, Kendrick Nunn, Bron. Like, bro, I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine, bro. And I think they're going to make a lot of noise and that thing. They're going to change a lot of minds within these next couple of weeks when LeBron comes back. You feel what I'm saying? Russ going to relax. Melo has been a revelation. Like, he's been going crazy. So, I think they're going to be fine, bro. Everything going to be cool. Like you said, just give it time. Like, let everything get healthy. They're going to be fine. The Nets, I don't know what's going on with them, but they looking crazy. It's with a lot of these teams, the Sixers. We got to get healthy. Like, you know what I'm saying? We get everybody back, we'll be fine. Like, I see people pissed off. Like, what's going on with the Sixers? Like, bro, we don't have a squad. That's what's going on. Like, it was nice at first. We was getting a little wins. It was cute. But it's like eventually, like, you're gonna start taking them out. It's like,
you're not gonna beat everybody when you got B sitting out, and then now you got Tobias sitting out a game, or you got Seth sitting out a game. Like, come on, bro. You're not gonna beat everybody with no fucking, come on, bro. I know Maxie.
No, nice. Danny Green.
Okay. Maxie nice. Korkmaz nice. Okay, we got players, but come on, we not beating everybody with those players, bro. We still need full strength.
Well, right.
But yeah, bro. I had another Joan. Shout out to Cat, man. He put up that 35 on his birthday too. Shout out to him.
That's funny.
Definitely put that 35 on his birthday. Fuck around. I had something else, now I can't remember. Oh, shout out to, man, I got to shout out my guy, Miles Bridges, again, man. I know, you know, the stats been dwindling because everybody getting healthy and whatnot, but we ain't going to forget, bro. You was looking great.
Nah, bro.
We know. Like, we know.
He was showing why he turned down that contract. That's exactly right. What he was doing. Like, bro, I turned down that contract because I'm like that. I can shoot it. I can dunk. I'm not just a dunker. I'm not just a slasher. I can shoot that three. You feel me?
I can pass.
Give me that check. Yeah, I play make it. You know what I'm saying? I mesh well with y'all franchise player.
Right.
Come on. Give me that bread. We the franchise duo.
Actually, the person that don't mesh well with the franchise player is the fucking person y'all signed to that big deal. Terry fucking Rozier.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Like, Gordon Hayward meshes very well, but Terry, I mean, they hoop together well. I mean, they make it work, but like,
Terry need the ball though. He not a catch and shoot type of nigga. He a catch and get the ball, and I'm gonna make my own type of move, and then I'm gonna score. He gonna score though, but he gonna score his own type of way. He not just gonna get the ball and be like, ooh. You mean he ain't Klay Thompson? He ain't gonna just let that thing fly like.
Yeah, and I don't think it's really fair to neither one of them though. I mean, it don't really matter. Melo got drafted there, so then it don't really matter about fairness to you. But damn, Terry.
I'm about to say he was there first, though.
Yeah, I know Terry.
At the end of the day, for real, for real. Fuck him.
Yeah, that's real. I know Terry kind of sick, though. Because if you can say, fuck Yamal, but you know Yamal is his team. The keys is this. The keys is
the Warriors trying to fuck up tickets tonight, bro.
Oh, what they doing? They stinking it up?
They losing to the Cavs. They only losing by one, but they was losing by like 13.
Man, Andrew Wiggins about to cook the Cavs for trading that first pick. He about to get them buckets. He said,
Steph over here missing layups. Come on, man. Sorry to cut you off, though, but I just couldn't believe that. I just looked over and saw that.
That's cool, bro. I don't even remember what I was talking about at this point.
My fault. It's but yeah, man, bro. Hey, bro, we can, you know. If we ain't had nothing else, we can get out of here. I mean, I want to also add an extended fuck Ben Simmons, too. I just wanted to add that one to extra to all fuck Ben Simmons that we've said before. I just want to add that on to it. You know what I'm saying? I hope you keep getting fine. But, yeah, I just wanted to say that real quick. And
an extended fuck Ben Simmons and rest in peace to Young Dolph, man. Yes, sir.
Yo,
he's the Young Dog.
Rest in peace to that real guy, because he did a lot of real stuff. I don't know what he did and bad and all that stuff, but I seen a lot of good that man did. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to dedicate this episode to Young Dolph, and that's some real nigga shit. Like, cause that was my guy. He said, "If it ain't one thing, it's a motherfucking nutter." You feel me? But shout out to that man, you know, rest in peace, you know, condolences out to his family.
Facts.
You know, and all his loved ones, you know what I'm saying? Key Glock too, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to that man. Send prayers to that man, because that was crazy, man. That was his guy. But yeah, man, we can get out of here, bro. This episode 98, man.
Yeah, we're gonna holler at y'all, man.